It's Monday of the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. We have entered the week of the Advent Ember Days. They will be on Wednesday when we have the Golden Mass, the Missa Aurea, Friday and Saturday. To add even more spice, we start with the O Antiphons on Wednesday. They take us through Christmas Eve. So much going on. Today is a Feria Day of Advent, and in the 1962 calendar there was no saint or mystery celebrated today, and therefore the Mass formula we use is the Sunday formula again, but without the Alleluia. We dropped the Gloria at the beginning of the season, of course. Let's hear what Father Troadec says for Gaudete Sunday, the third Sunday, in his wonderful From Advent to Epiphany. The closer we come to Christmas, the more our hope increases. In fact, during the liturgical feasts, Jesus pours his graces of light and strength abundantly into our soul. And so let us continue on our path with ardor so that we might receive at Christmas the choice graces that Jesus wants to give us in order to make us live more fully in his intimacy. A season of hope, Advent is also a season of joy. In fact, as the virtue of hope increases in me, the sentiment of joy grows alongside it. Certainly it is not yet question of the joy of a good possessed, but of a good that we can see coming, of a good desired, and that we are sure of enjoying one day insofar as we are determined to remain faithful to God. In the same way as a child feels growing in him the joy of approaching vacation, we feel increasing in us the joy of seeing the beautiful feast of Christmas finally arrive. Already last Sunday, the Alleluia included these words, I rejoiced at the things that were said to me, we shall go unto the house of the Lord. The perspective of going into the house of the Lord, of drawing near to the dwelling place of God, of living a little closer to God, that is the joy of the psalmist, a joy which ought to be ours today. The Advent preface also invites us to joy at the announcement that the coming of the Messiah draws near. While the advent approaches of him whom thou shalt send, and the day of our deliverance shines forth, we exult in pious joys in this confidence of thy promises. Let us ask the Holy Ghost to come into us, to make this joy increase. It is he who will communicate to us this spiritual joy, fruit of his presence in our souls. Lord Jesus, help me to live in joy this period which separates me from Christmas. And in order to taste that joy more fully, I promise thee that I will make a real effort to live more closely to thee, starting today. Faith lights up all the faculties of a person, as light inside reveals the pattern of a stained glass window. For faith is far more than the passive acquiescence to a proof. It is a dynamic thing accompanied by an intense desire for the possession of God as the author and finisher of our life. Fulton Sheen. The Collect for Holy Mass in the Usus Antiquior. Let us pray. Lend your ear to our prayers, O Lord, we beseech you, and brighten the darkness of our minds by the grace of your coming. Oremus. Aurem tuam, quaesimus Domine, precibus nostris accomoda, et mentis nostre tenebras, gratia tuae visitationis illustra. Qui vivis et regnas cum Deo Patre, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.